of State Assembly District 72, Representative Scott Krug. And then in part two, we'll wrap up with our friends from Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, talk with some of the cast from Miracle on 34th Street here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by General Steel.
I'm Steve Kathan. The U.S. relationship with France is center stage today in Washington.
After reviewing the troops arrayed on the South Lawn, President Biden welcomed his guest by noting France is America's oldest ally.
The wellspring of our strength is a shared commitment to liberty and justice for all. Liberté, égalité, fraternité.
Emmanuel Macron said Russia's war on Ukraine compels cooperation between two countries he called sisters in the fight for freedom.
We need to become brothers in arms once more.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
The Biden administration's lost another round in federal court in the effort to revive the president's student loan forgiveness plan. Legal analyst Lori Levinson says the battle is not over yet.
The Fifth Circuit has held that, in fact, it's an illegal program. Now, this case is sure to make its way to the Supreme Court, because in very short order, there's going to be a need to resolve this issue.
Big questions in the Senate as lawmakers consider the House-passed measure to stave off a rail strike. CBS's Scott McFarlane is on Capitol Hill.
I spoke with a number of senators today, all of whom were unequivocal that a deal needs to be cut, that something needs to be passed, but none of whom had any earthly idea how to get it done or what time it would get done today, if it's done today at all.
Overseas, in Madrid, Spanish police detonated a suspicious envelope that was found at the U.S. Embassy a day after a similar package sent to Ukraine's embassy there ignited when it was opened, injuring an employee. The automaker Tesla appears to be making good on a promise to deliver an electric fleet of semi-trucks. Jeff Gilbert reports from affiliate WWJ in Detroit.
Pepsi hopes to have a fleet of 100 Tesla semis. Electric semi-trucks are eligible for tax credits and have a lower cost of ownership, but the large batteries add weight and take away cargo capacity. Tesla hopes to eventually be making 50,000 semis a year.
New economic numbers out today, a day after the Fed chairman suggested the pace of interest rate hikes could slow. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger tells us.
Personal income and spending rose in the month of October. Incomes were up by 0.7% in October, while spending increased by 0.8%. With spending outpacing incomes, the personal savings rate dropped to 2.3%, the lowest level since 2008.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 280 points. The NASDAQ is up 8 points. The S&P is down 2. This is CBS News.
If you're a business owner renting or leasing, you can save a ton of money and own a custom-designed building made by General Steel. Just call 888-74-STEEL and get a quote today.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. On Friday, December 2nd, in Wood County, the Judicial and Legislative Committee will meet at 9 a.m. in Room 114 at the courthouse. Governor Evers is planning to deliver his annual State of the State address on February 7th. He has asked GOP legislative leaders to keep February 28th or March 7th open for his budget address, but a spokesperson for the GOP stated in a text to WisPolitics.com they will consider the governor's request, but those dates probably won't work. UW-Stevens Point is opening a C2 makerspace at their Marshfield campus, where they will hold extracurricular activities for grades 5 to 12. They hope this will introduce students to a new world of technologies and possible future career goals. Activities will include tech related to robotics, 3D printing, drone work, and much more. UW plans to build off these workshops with school kids and eventually expand to workshops for adults as well. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Highs around 31 this afternoon under mainly sunny skies. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, lows level off around 26. Highs level off around 43. Tomorrow, overcast skies. Bright sunshine expected Saturday with daytime highs approaching 20. 33 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 17.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You totally need that plaque in your office, Dr. Mike.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wausau, Waukesha, Wisconsin Rapids, Amory, Oshkosh, Richland Center, and Madison tonight. Did I miss anything?
I don't think so.
And to everyone who is listening to this later on the podcast, everyone who's listening to this streaming, not in one of those cities, so many ways to listen to this show, so many ways to listen to all of the Civic Media shows. Welcome to the first day of the last day of the year. First day of the month of the last month of the, whatever.
Today
is December,
is
December 1st.
It is December 1st.
It's officially holiday season.
Yes.
I know many people start prior to December 1st. I feel like this is a good... This is a good marker. It's like now, officially, it feels like the holiday lights can go up, the decorations can go up, the holiday parties can begin, and you can start thinking about how much food you're going to eat this month and all of your New Year's resolutions you're going to set for next month.
Just all the New Year's resolutions that you probably aren't going to fulfill anyway.
The goals.
Yes.
The intentions, whatever you want to label it as far as it not being something that you can break within the first 15 days and then go, well,
yeah.
Back to normal.
Exactly.
Jane Madner, how are you doing this morning?
Well, you made a really good point about it finally being the holiday season. That means I can officially bring out my light-up hat, scarf, and gloves that I just ordered.
You have a light-up hat, scarf, and gloves. Are you going to sort of wear that in the producer booth every day?
I may. The only thing is I haven't quite figured out how to replace the battery, so I don't want to use all my electricity up before like Christmas week.
It's probably one of those annoying ones where you have to have the tiny little screwdriver.
Yes.
To get it open. Yes. It doesn't just pop open. You got to find, like, there's multiple different tools that have to be used to be able to like, change the battery.
Yeah.
So then you just throw it away.
Exactly.
Like, I don't know where this little tiny screwdriver is.
So I'm going to have to parse out my electric use over the next couple of weeks.
Ration it.
Yes.
Just ration it.
Yes.
It's only for special occasions. Or you could wear it and just not turn it on. Or does it not work like that?
It's not nearly as much fun.
All right. Well, coming up on today's show, Dr. Mike is back after
Yay.
A little bit of a hiatus.
We've missed him.
I've missed him. At 11:30 is our recurring segment. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup. Let us know. Do you have a question about your love life, your career, your friends, your family? Or do you just need some advice on fixing your lineup? 844-967-2789. That starts at 11:30. And then at 12, you should remember, because every day this show starts with Hello, Wisconsin, which was from That 70s Show, which took place in a fictional town in Wisconsin in the 70s. And now The sequel is here. Well, it's not here yet. The trailer for the sequel is here. That 90s show, which is going to premiere on Netflix in January, which is a sequel to the very successful, very loved That 70s Show, is kicking off. And I want to know, because I was a child slash preteen in the 90s. But for people who were actually teenagers in the 90s, what defined that decade of like quintessential Wisconsin in the 90s? Certainly Brett Favre.
Oh, big
certainly
time.
our back-to-back Super Bowl attendance, mm-hmm. the Pack Arena. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I would love to hear from you on, I mean, I know some of the things I remember, but I wasn't a teenager. And so what will this show have to do to get it right to be quintessentially Wisconsin?
In the 90s.
In the 90s as a teenager. So we will do that at 12. At 12:30, we're talking to Ari Brown about the record amount of referenda that not only was on people's ballots last month, but also passed last month. And what that means in our lovely segment, Summarizing Wisconsin Policy Forum Reports, because only nerds read Wisconsin Policy Forum Reports. And then in the last hour, we want to know, what is the best light display in Wisconsin, in your city? Because it is National Christmas Light Day.
Isn't that exciting?
It's very exciting.
Yes.
And we'll probably talk about our Christmas. Let me see. You already talked to you. You have Christmas decor on your body that lights up. So Christmas lights indeed. And then finally, I found a forum that was talking about things that are totally normal to us as Americans that to people in other cultures and other countries think is so weird.
Oh, I bet there's so many.
I'm sure as someone who is married to a foreigner.
Yes.
I'm sure some of these things he's said to you. So it'll be interesting to see what these surprises people as far as this is uniquely American. So a lot of fun stuff. But the story I want to start with is not so fun.
No.
But it feels important, not because of the specific story, because I think you probably can gather that unlike some of the other talk shows, I don't always want to talk about the crime, because I feel like that always gets a lot of coverage. But talking about the criminal justice system and how we do things, I think, is important. As we earlier this week, we had Jennifer Dunn on here and talking about her role in the Waukesha District Attorney's Office, working with witnesses and victims, and what does that department or that program do. And so I do think it's important for us to continue talking to people who work inside of our criminal justice system. And I would love to actually maybe get someone on to explain why Wisconsin is in the place of being one of the very few states that still charges children as adults. And I just want to ask, like, how young is too young to be tried as an adult? And should a 10-year-old, no matter how terrible the crime is, ever be tried as an adult? And I think no. I think that we should be in a place where there's other resources available. And I'm not saying there's not ramifications, but it just, reading the story is just so tragic. And I think in the lead off for the news, as Terry was reading before we started the show, it made one of the headlines, but I don't even know if teenagers should be tried as an adult, but what is the point of having a distinction of once you're 18, you're an adult, if you can just add the caveat of, unless you do something really bad, then you're an adult. And so the story is that's spurring this conversation, though I don't want to spend too much time on the details of this story. There was a 10-year-old boy in Milwaukee who shot and killed his mother in what was not an accident. It turned out to be not an accident, but he eventually admitted that he didn't really show remorse. It was on purpose. It was over. I think he said tried to shoot ahead of her, but actually shot her. But he was charged in adult court last week with first-degree reckless homicide. And right now is being held in the county's juvenile detention facility. And like I said, I don't want to spend too much time on the actual details of what we know about the case. I know in the article that I read, reported by Elliot Hughes and Ashley Lutheran of Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, they're not releasing his name. They're not releasing his mother's name. But it sounds like this is a boy who has problems, like actual.
And has had for a while.
And so, but my, is this the best we can do? And it is very rare, like cases of this kind of violence of, with children is very rare. But I just, this is just one of those moments where I go, like, what, like, WTF, Wisconsin? Because it's our state law. This is not a federal thing. This is, it's our state law that requires children as young as 10 to be charged as adults for certain serious crimes, at least as to start the case. And that includes first-degree intentional homicide, first-degree reckless homicide, and attempted first-degree intentional homicide. And I just, as a prosecutor, how do you start there with a 10-year-old?
I don't even know where to begin, because on the one hand, I don't find this surprising, because if people think that forcing a 10-year-old girl to give birth to her rapist's baby is not a big deal, I can see where the same people would think that sentencing, you know, trying a 10-year-old as an adult makes sense for them.
For a terrible crime.
For a terrible crime. On the other hand, we don't have places to treat these people. We closed all of our mental health facilities in the 80s under Reagan and went to the neighborhood-based models for treatment because we closed our mental health facilities. And I have seen documentaries, this is from a number of years ago, about parents of severely autistic children and the challenges that they have. And the one mother had video of her driving with her son, who's about 10, in the back seat with her 6-year-old daughter. And he is assaulting her as she's driving, pulling her hair, trying to strangle her, hitting his sister. And she said, I have tried for years to get help for him, and there's nowhere to go. Mm-hmm. There's nowhere to go. And I have to believe that when we look at the amount of money that we just spent in this last election cycle, with so many ills we have in society, we could fix them. We've got the money.
Well, do you saw that in New York City, they're starting to do involuntary...
pulling people off the streets.
Yeah. And I haven't read enough about that, and obviously it's just starting, but in the scenarios, whether it's this young child, and it sounds like it was a single mother, and there was repeated cases, and her family stopped helping because they were like, I don't want to babysit this kid.
He's dangerous,
but where do you go? What do you do? And at least, I mean, bringing it back to the difference, what I understand in trying to read more about this, the difference between the juvenile system and the adult system and why 47 other states have started to move towards having more of a difference between how they treat juveniles versus how they treat adults is because there is more programming in the juvenile system for rehabilitation. And we are, right now, Wisconsin is only one of three states that requires 17-year-old defendants to be charged as an adult. Wisconsin law also requires children as young as 10 to be charged as an adult for serious crimes. This is not something that is dictated. This is what we're choosing as a state to have be our state law. And I think that is definitely deserves a WTF, Wisconsin. If you feel like you could defend this, and I would love to hear from you. But I think 10 is too young to be charged as an adult, no matter what. 844-967-2789. We'll keep talking about this when we come back from the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Stay tuned.
Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now.
Don't get tackled by high prices during the Packer game. Head to Jammer's Bar and Grill on Eagle Road in Wisconsin Rapids. With specials starting an hour before kickoff and lasting until the final whistle, you have plenty of time to enjoy $2 brews, $1 off mixers, and free peanuts. Plus, anytime there's a score in the game, Jammer Slammers are only 50 cents. Don't forget about the food, great burgers, sandwiches, and apps. Head over to Jammer's Bar and Grill for fun with family and friends and cheer on Wisconsin's favorite team. Jammer's Bar and Grill, Eagle Road, Wisconsin Rapids.
Childhood
should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Hey, it's Kristen Bry from As Goes Wisconsin, which is now a radio show. That's right, I'm taking the same fun and uncomplicated approach to talking about state and local news to the airwaves. Starting July 5th, me and my friends from all parts of the state and all different backgrounds will break down the Wisconsin headlines in a way that informs, entertains, and hopefully makes you laugh. Tune in to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, Monday through Friday from 12 p.m. to 2 on 101 FM The Shaw and WAUK 540 AM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. As always, we would love to hear from you. Give us a call or shoot us a text at 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. This topic doesn't feel like a party. We are talking about my dismay that in our state, 10-year-olds can get charged as an adult for very serious crimes. But that does not feel like justice to me. And this is topical because last week, a 10-year-old boy in Milwaukee was charged for shooting and killing his mother, which is a terrible story. It's tragic. And it just brings up what our state law is when it comes to how we can or choose, we being, I guess, the people, but more specifically prosecutors, child offenders. And I just think with this case, it is a time, it brings this topic up and something that should be looked at as far as changing, in my opinion.
Well, again, it seems like every time we have a mass shooting, it's thoughts and prayers and we need more help for mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts and prayers and we need to focus on mental health. It's not the guns, it's mental health. So what is our collective action going to be to build some kind of structure for people with struggling with these mental health issues?
Well, and it's also, I mean, this might feel like a stretch, and so I'm nervous about even making this connection, but because, what, 2 months ago, Netflix and the Dahmer story and all of the stuff that, again, highlighted Milwaukee, but some of the either criticism or what people didn't like or people liked about what that fictional retelling of that story was gave more background on Jeffrey Dahmer and so many of the things that led to him to be, you know, the monster who did the acts that he did. But it was like parent stuff and stuff as a kid and the things that he was interested in and stuff like that. And so it's like the attempt to get children help, I feel like, before they become adults. And so it's like, this kid's just going to be locked up forever?
I'm not sure what kind of rehabilitative things are offered in our youth prisons.
Well, it's not, and that's the thing, but I think that this is what I don't understand. And so the difference between adult and juvenile court, adult court carries much longer terms of confinement than juvenile court. which focuses on rehabilitation and offers more services. And so there's also more privacy protections to children and teens charged in juvenile court and allows the withholding of defendants' names to the public. In adult court, a defendant's identity is made public with the issuing of charges. So this is, I think, because he wouldn't go to, if he gets charged in adult court.
And convicted,
he wouldn't go to an adult prison, but he would when he turns either 17 or 18. But I think the charges and how the case is handled is also what changes. And I just don't know the justification for that for a 10-year-old.
What would your alternative be to it? So if you don't charge
him, just keep it in juvenile court. What's the point of charging him as an adult?
To keep him off the streets forever. Because if he's charged in juvenile court, I don't know what maximums or minimums are allowed within juvenile court. But should he only serve 2 years and then be back out when he's 12?
But I don't think he would serve only 2 years. I don't know. This is, my mom said that, my mom's in town, and she said to me, she's like, what are you going to talk about tomorrow? And I told her, she's like, you sure you don't want to wait until someone to be able to talk to someone about this who is more of an expert? And I think this is probably a good topic to be able to talk to with either someone like Jessa Nicholson, who's a criminal defense lawyer, or a prosecutor, because it's certainly something that on its face feels like not to me. Like I said, it doesn't feel like real justice. When you think about, no matter how kind of like stone cold on the some kind of scale of psychopaths, sociopath, multiple, because I mean, the kid hears voices. That was part of his that he has five different people who talk to him. You know, and it just feels like such a travesty.
But again, then we have to sit down and agree what we're going to do about this collectively as a society, because tragically, this child, this 10-year-old, is not the only one who's hearing voices who are telling him things to do terrible things. And we hear the same mantra after every mass shooting, thoughts and prayers, we need to focus on mental health, thoughts and prayers, we need to focus on mental health, and then nothing gets done. And no more, it seems like that's where the discussion ends.
It's just the suggestion of.
Yeah, the suggestion of. And then we wait until the next mass shooting and we say the same things over and over again and on and on and on and on in this endless cycle.
Well, because what is it with the point? It's like, well, what's a 10-year-old doing with access to a gun? It was in a lockbox. He had the key.
He got the key.
And
for people who think that your kids don't watch you and that you're hiding things from your children, I got news for you.
Yeah.
They know where you hide things.
Well, and they potentially know how to get into them.
Yes.
Well, sorry to start it on such a heavy topic, but it felt important. I don't know. It just stuck out to me as far as not something to just ignore, since we are an outlier as a state of how we handle this.
And you made a real good point. We're gonna follow up on this and look a little deeper into our justice system here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, and see who we could talk to maybe talk what would have to happen if we wanted to amend this and what's the justification for it. Maybe there's something I'm missing. All right, well, we're going to lighten it up when we come back from break. Dr. Mike is going to be here to fix your life and your lineup. If you have any questions you would like to ask the doctor, please let us know. 844-967. Which I still don't have it memorized.
2789.
844-96-PARTY. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Bringing some
news talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Congratulations to the winners of the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway. The following individuals won a $50 gift card from the participating sponsors: Petra Inderdahl of Scandinavia from La Taqueria, Dave Colby of Wisconsin Rapids from Jennings & Company, Ken Hilgers of Nakusa from Piggly Wiggly, and Brenda Pietrowski of Adams from Hoozles at the Lakes. And the grand prize winner of two club tickets to the New Year's Day game, Dave Colby. WFHR and WIRI would like to thank all who participated, and especially our sponsors. Have a happy holiday season from Civic Media and local Grown Radio.
Pride.
Left corner three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
You wanted information as election results rolled in and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The Wisconsin Elections Commission certified the results of the November 8th midterm elections with no fanfare on Wednesday, despite false claims in past years of the security of Wisconsin's elections and an increase in the number of poll observers recruited by both parties. The election ran smoothly and with order. WEC Chairman Don Millis, a Republican appointed by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, certified the election results and stated gratitude to clerks across the state for a job well done. A community information session was held in the town of Saratoga on Wednesday, where residents were able to voice their concerns over Alliant Energy's plans to expand solar power across the area. Residents expressed concerns over collected energy being stored in batteries and the risk of fires, as well as weather impacts on solar power collection. Officials state the risk of fire would be constantly monitored and instantly responded to, and the proposed facility could heat 80,000 homes for 4 hours. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Highs around 31 this afternoon under mainly sunny skies. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight. Lows level off around 26. Highs level off around 43. Tomorrow, overcast skies. Bright sunshine expected Saturday with daytime highs approaching 20. 33 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 17.
So happy because it's one hilarious, I think, at least in my opinion. But it means that my best friend of 15 years, Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, an executive coach, and he specializes in career achievement and life satisfaction, is here. And he helps us tackle every week. He helps us tackle topics like work and love and fitness and financial goals. But he also helps us make easy, free money on DraftKings and FanDuel by helping us with our fantasy football lineups. Dr. Michael McCutcheon, how you been? It's been like 3 weeks because I was the one who was gone.
That's great. No, I'm so jealous. Your trip looked amazing. But yeah, it's I feel like I haven't seen you on forever. And you know, Jane and I were texting every single day talking about football, and that was great because you know she's now a convert. So, but that kept me going. And also, Jane, I think for this intro from now on, can I just get 20 minutes of you wearing the light up hat and shirt and skirt, please? Can we do that for just this segment, please?
You got it.
Can you ration a little for me?
Sure. Absolutely. Next week, I promise you the scarf for sure.
What I love about this segment is that Michael, in his very busy schedule, always makes the effort to listen to the first segment so he can reference it when he comes on. And so it's just
we have family.
I love listening to you in the morning, and sometimes I even get a break around this time so I can listen to you. No, I love it. And I know we had a heady, serious start to the show today, but I think it's great you're bringing that kind of stuff up. I mean, I think it's, you know, to Jane's point about us as a society having to sit down and actually have a conversation about this stuff. I mean, yeah, what an adult idea, Jane. You know, that we have a conversation about stuff as opposed to, you know, finger pointing or making everything political. We all have to live with each other in this world. And I think that, you know, if we can have some conversations about serious things like this, how do we take care of people who need us most? How do we take care of our young people? It really shows kind of who we are in society, I think.
Absolutely. And that's a pretty good segue, because I think our first question, and again, if you have a question for the doctor, you can text it in, you can call it in, 844-967-2789. But the question that we're going to start with is about how do we take care of ourselves in this time of year, because seasonal depression is a real thing. I noticed even in leaving the 85 degree everyday weather for 2 weeks and coming back to Wisconsin, where it's dark by 5 p.m., it is that time of year. So our first question is, hey, Dr. Mike, I'm a 29-year-old woman, and I always feel a little meh this time of year. The darker days, colder mornings, and stress of the holidays always just seem to put me in a month-long funk. I'm not depressed, but I'm tired of feeling like this every year. Can you give me some advice for fighting off the winter blues?
Yeah, I think this gets a lot of people in one way or another. And the darker skies, the shorter days. Yesterday, I had a really long day. I started working. I had to take some calls from some people in Europe. I started working at 7 a.m. And then I just worked straight through. And I was, I'm done. I'm so excited. And I got done and it was dark outside. And I was like, I haven't set one foot outside all day. And B, I kind of don't want to now. So, I actually, feel your writer here. So I do have some ideas. I have some ideas, for most people, some things that I frankly use myself and that I've read out through the years. So I've got like a list here for myself that I try to remind myself of, because this time of year, in addition to, the weather being different, our lives are really different. You got to go to parties, you got people coming to town, and you've got to entertain. And there's like so many things that like it's just a wacky, wild month, right? So I think it's important to kind of say, okay, I want to stay ahead of the curve. So it's December 1st, so let's do it. There's this great, really affordable light therapy system that you can get. The high end one is called it's by a brand called Carex, and you can get it on Amazon for like $110, and it's great. But they have other ones that are $30, $35 that just sit right here on your desk, or you can have it by your bed in 20 minutes a day in the morning while you're answering emails or brushing your teeth or doing whatever you're gonna do. It makes all the difference in the world. So you can get them smaller size for travel if you need to travel for the holidays or whatever. Highly recommend that. That was recommended to me. I didn't do it for years. Now I did it and I don't know what took me so long. Highly recommend that one. There's a lot of plans you have to do over the holidays. There's a lot of obligations. Right now, December 1st, start making plans that you want to do, right? Figure out some weekend plans. Is there a movie you want to see? Get tickets right now for the weekend. Start seeing people you want to see. There's a lot of people that you have to see and that maybe you don't want to, right? So, I mean, getting connected to folks that you want to see. And I'll even put this extra caveat on it, too. This is not a winter holiday get together with the friends. No, it's the opposite of that. If the holiday stuff is bringing you down and it makes you feel like it always stresses you out, it's an anti-holiday hangout, right? Like, do things that are not winter themed or things like that. Let it feel like another time of the year. I know it's hard, especially in places like, you know, Wisconsin and Colorado, that it's hard to get outside, but move your body in some way. Even if you can't get outside, do air squats at home. You don't even need weights. Do some planks, do some push-ups, even like maybe I would do them on my knees because I'm weak. And so, you know, do some things like that just to move the body and get the blood flowing a little bit and like remind yourself that you are in fact alive and have a working body. If you want to get like more medical about it, you can take things like folic acid, vitamin B6 or B12 or vitamin D. 5-HTP is a great supplement. The other two things I'll say before I wrap up is, one, if you feel like it is dipping into something that's more than just meh and it's really starting to bring you down and work suffering or relationships are suffering, do something to get quick professional help. Kristen and I have a buddy, Sean McBride, who works for Lyra Health. You know, hit up Lyra Health or hit up a Better Up or TalkFit or something like that. You can usually get somebody, you know, in contact with you within the next like 12 to 24 hours. And even if it's just something to get you through the holiday season, that's exactly what they're there for. My final piece of advice is just like Nancy Reagan used to say in the 80s, just say no. Like if there are things you don't want to do, people you don't want to spend time with, you know, no is your best friend around these times. Just try to get yourself out of all the crap you don't want to do.
Actually, in the point that you just made about BetterHelp or some of the available mental health resources, would you also recommend 988 as far as the mental health hotline?
Definitely. Yeah, 100%. Especially if things like it feels like it's urgent in any way, you know, for somebody like this who feels like I see it coming around it's December 1st. I know it's around the bend and I'm going to feel like it might be you worth, you know, 15 minutes of your time to go online and just get set up with them so that you have the app and you have somebody who's like ready to go and you might not need them tomorrow, but you know, you might need them on the 15th when the in-laws come to town or something like that. And then it's already set up and you can just tap right into that. So I would recommend just having those things already on hand.
Because not everyone gets to have their best friend be a PhD psychologist like I do. So
right. I know. Full disclosure, I think I've hit you up for at least the same amount of advice.
Which is really dangerous because I don't have a PhD.
But you have a microphone. So
I do have a microphone. That is true. All right. So moving on to my fantasy football league and my lineup. So I think since we last talked, I think I'm 1-1 or 2-1. I played one week and I thought I was going to win. And then my friend that I was playing that week, she had like 170 points. Like she had two players who had like monster games. There was no chance I was going to win that. So I did get a fantasy football ESPN notification that said one of my benched players is projected to outscore Hayden Hurst.
Oh, wow.
And so you get those notifications, should you follow them? Or are they just doing that to like get you to open the app again?
Both. Yeah. Okay. They definitely want you to open the app again. But in this case, who is the benched player?
So the benched player is Higbee. Higbee over Hurst. But it's only like a 0.2% difference.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, you don't have to change that one. Also, Higbee has a backup quarterback now because Matt Stafford's out. And so I think you get a play into that and sort of like wonders, even going to get the ball, they're just going to run it the whole time because they don't trust this quarterback. So I honestly think that's a bit of a coin toss. You can leave it alone if you want to. If you want to, before it's too late, you might want to see if you can get somebody else tight end that's in the free agent pool. We can try to figure that out in the next couple of days if you want to, or make a trade for something, because both of those tight ends are just okay. Higbee would have been better with Stafford, but now his situation has changed.
So I guess because we're in week 13. And so we're getting to the end, and I was looking at my projections. As of right now, I'm projected to get second in my pool. So that's doing pretty good.
Great.
So what would your advice be as far as the fantasy football leagues are in their final weeks? Yeah. What advice do you have for people as far as what they can still do to salvage and make it into the playoffs?
Double down on stars. This is when people like make their money. Like if you have like, I think you have Josh Jacobs in your league. Did you see what he did last week? He scored like, he had like 300 yards last week or something, and like an all-time. And yeah, like double down on the stars. So even if you have to, you know, trade a couple of people who are on the who you normally bench, like you had to trade two or more okay players to get like one star, go get them now. I mean, this is the time that if the stars are healthy, if you can get Christian McCaffrey, if you can get Jalen Hurts, if you can get Patrick Mahomes, if you can get, you know, Devontae Adams or Tyreek Hill, if you can do something to get one of those players, and it means that giving up a bunch of people on the bench, we're not benching anybody, or not benching any of our stars anymore, because there's going to be no bye. That's what the bench is for. It's kind of to protect you against injuries and against the bye week. But we're running out of bye weeks at the end of the year. So just get stars in your lineup and ride with them and, you know, kind of pray that they all stay healthy. But that's the way I would go. I would just go, all the people who have high ceilings, go get them. You know, forget about like value at this point. Just go get stars. So do whatever you got to do. Clear the bench and go get the big name players.
All right. Well, we're talking to Dr. Mike, and this is the segment, Dr. Mike Fixes Your Life and Your Lineup. We are taking your calls and your texts, 844-967-2789. We have a couple minutes before the break, so I think I'm going to read the next question, but if we can't get to the full answer, we can always give the answer when we come back from break. So this is a career question. Hey, Dr. Mike, I'm a 48-year-old guy, and I've been very successful in my career in real estate investing. I have relatives and close friends who have encouraged me to channel what I know about making money in real estate into building a consulting practice. I love this idea. Most advice I get about starting a new consulting gig is to begin with friends as pro bono sample clients to work out the kinks and get testimonials. Even though I know tons of people who'd kill for this valuable free service, my ego won't let me do it. I'm nervous people will think I've lost my mind or that I'm suddenly poor and trying to make money in a desperate new way. Even though that's not true, I can't bring myself to send out an email to promote my new business idea. Can you help me push my ego aside so I can start an exciting new venture?
That's great. How much do we have? We have 2 minutes, Jane? Yeah, we can do it, Jane. How about remembering that it's been your friends and the people who are close to you that have been recommending this in the first place, right? So I think you probably, with all respect, are underestimating the people who know you and love you, right? So pardon me, lean into that. And if you don't want to ask them necessarily, ask for like referrals from those people. They think it's such a great idea. Ask them, say, you know, introduce me to your cousin, your coworker, whoever, right? Also, remember, you know you're not broke. You know this is not a desperate act. So who cares what other people think? You know that you're nearly a 50-year-old man. Who cares? Drop the ego, and it's time to just like do what you actually want to do with your life. My final piece of advice here is: remember, this is not a request. This is because you sound like you don't need the money, which is fantastic. This is not a request. It's an offering. You're giving somebody advice. It's free. You're making them money. So, you know, you want to help people who you love and help people who are close to you to start off with. That's great. You're not asking for a favor. You're offering something. So if you can remember that, I think, you know, and just write up the email, have somebody you know, your partner, somebody press send for you and just do it. But yeah, I think the more you remember that this is something that you're trying to, you know, create some, you know, some goodness in the world, the easier it'll be for you to do it.
Very good advice. All right. Well, we are going to take our first break, but Dr. Mike is still going to be here. When we come back, we will still take any texts or calls that you have for the doctor. 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin. It's always only just a dream. She don't see what I see. But every time she asks me, do I look okay? It's only just a dream. When I see you travel back down that road, wishing back, no one knows.
We all make promises, big and small. Tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring, courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse,
in sickness and in health,
to love and cherish,
to be your loving, faithful friend,
partner,
child,
parent,
neighbor, colleague.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
After I came home from Iraq, I could still hear the booms. Makes it hard to be a good mom.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I'm Naomi Mathis, Air Force veteran.
DAV helps veterans get the benefits they've earned.
Thanks to DAV, I was able to begin to heal.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
My victory is being able to be here for my children.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Talk from Muskego to Pewaukee. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Personal file, 69, offense. He was giving them the business.
Is your love life a fantasy? Having issues with your fantasy football roster? Helping with football and your love life, here's your new best friend, Dr. Mike.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
So live your life.
Hey. Hey.
You steady dressing up that car.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. This is Dr. Mike Fixes Your Life and Your Lineup, 844-967-2789. He is here for eight more minutes. So if you need to get that question in, get it in. We have to start brainstorming because once the season's over, how do we get you on the show each week still? Is it just Dr. Mike Fixes Your Life and there is no football aspect of it?
Right. Yeah, I don't have any other talents. I certainly can't fix your car or your microwave or anything.
How about cooking, Dr. Mike?
He is a good cook.
You want me to bring some? We can turn this into a Ina Garten situation. I'm happy to do that. Sounds great.
Dr. Mike cooks up your life and an entree.
Speaking of Jeffrey Dahmer.
Wow.
Well, I did. It was a reference. It was a callback. Yeah. But we have to keep, if you have any ideas as far as what else we could turn this segment into, but if also maybe it'll just be a self-improvement life segment for the other weeks of the year until we're back to September.
I think that's great.
Yeah,
that's great. We can take people's, you know, if there's anything else in their mind, like when we were talking right before the election, you know, people talking about election stress or whatnot and how to deal with certain things. So maybe there'll be things that aren't just, you know, love, career, and those kinds of things. Maybe we can talk about, you know, how to deal with stresses like, you know, the economy and climate change and things like that, which I've been hearing more and more about in my practice. So we can expand it.
We can expand it. And we'll make Brian Kelly make some new fun intro for you that's still relevant.
That's great. That's great. That's
all right. So we have one more dating question, and then we will go to a little over-under. Hey, Dr. Mike, I'm a 32-year-old guy living in a big city, and I recently broke it off with a woman I was dating for about 5 months, and it really crushed her. Although she's nice and pretty, I didn't feel like she added much to my life with regard to expanding my horizons or introducing me to interesting new people. I like her, but I never really felt butterflies per se. It's been about 4 weeks since I ended it, and I'm thinking about reaching back out to her. I haven't dated anyone else since I ended things, but I'm wondering if I'm being too picky and foolishly let a good thing go. What should I do? Should I reach back out and give it another try? My immediate reaction is maybe she doesn't want you, but I will let it go.
That's great.
That's my bias.
We can help. You know, we can do that. Maybe that's what we do after the football season. We have dueling advice, right? It becomes like it's a debate show now. I like that. Short answer is no. Don't back out. That's the short answer. The longer, more complicated answer is, I would say, not yet, at least. You know, I mean, it's been 4 weeks. Try not to mistake your loneliness for love lost, right? And it sounds like you remember that it wasn't adding that much to your life. That's okay. People, a lot of people are nice and kind and pretty and all those sorts of things. But if it's not exactly what you want, you know, honor your wants and your needs, right? You want to meet new people and have your horizons expanded. That's great. Try to find somebody who can maybe do that. So I would spend some time getting back out there. Yeah, it's just because it's December and cold. Don't reach back out to somebody you just broke up with. And also,
it's cuffing season.
It's cuffing season. Yeah, so go find somebody new to cuff with, or a few folks. You know, knock yourself out. But I do think if we want to investigate this in the future, fine. But yeah, get out there, date a couple of people, let the holiday season go by, and then as Kristen said, if you need to reach out in 6 months or something like that because you honestly miss her, see if she's willing to have you back. But she sounds like a nice, kind person, and you already crushed her once. Let's not do it again quite in a month.
Boy, and trying to reunite with her right before Christmas, Dr. Mike, doesn't that just imply a lot to do this right before the holidays? You're really setting her up for a big push off the cliff.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what, Jane, you're right. That's a firm no, not from all three of us. Don't do it, sir.
Please do not. For everyone's sake, do not do this.
Don't do it. It's fine. There's a lot of people out there for both of you, and hopefully she'll find somebody who appreciates her, and you'll find somebody who, you know, checks all those boxes for you.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Let's move on to some free money on FanDuel. All right, we're going to start with over-under. Tonight is Thursday Night Football. On FanDuel, Josh Allen, quarterback of the Buffalo Bills, has a betting option set at 1.5 passing touchdowns. Dr. Mike, will Josh throw over or under 1.5 touchdowns tonight versus the New England Patriots?
Hammer the over on this.
Hammer. I know he was very good against the Packers. I remember that. I don't watch a lot of Buffalo Bills otherwise. Like I usually watch the teams who were playing us. I remember he was very good.
He's good. Yeah, there's not always tons of fireworks on Thursday Night Football as far as scoring is concerned, but he's really good. Their defense is just okay. And he's going to get at least one to Diggs. He'll get one to somebody else. Yeah, I have all the faith in the world that he'll blow up tonight. So yeah, hammer the over on that. You know, 1.5 seems low, so get it while you can.
All right. Now let's move on to some bets on games using the point spread. This year has been wild with underdogs covering the spread for nearly 60% of the time. With that in mind, if we were to bet on an underdog to cover this week, who would you target?
Wow. Yeah, it's been crazy. So for people who are trying to learn a little bit more about this, what Kristen's referring to is that every week it says, you know, for each game, this team's going to win by this much or that much. And that usually it's almost 50-50 that a team covers because Vegas is very good. So, but this year, the underdogs have been either winning straight out or they've been covering that spread. So the one I would go with, I think, as of right now on FanDuel, or at least this morning, when I checked, like the obsessive freak that I am, I saw that the Miami Dolphins are supposed to lose by 3.5 points to the San Francisco 49ers. I would take the Miami Dolphins plus 3.5 points. Their offense is incredible. And I think they can play anywhere. It's not like San Francisco's the frozen tundra or something. I think they're going to be just fine in SF. So I would take the Dolphins with the points to cover.
Yeah. All right. And now finally, of course, not that your record on Packers predictions is that great so far this season, but we're going to go for it anyways. All right. Aaron Rodgers has historically owned the Bears, but this has not been exactly the best year for us. So do you think Aaron Rodgers is going to own the Chicago Bears this weekend?
Yeah. First of all, whatever I say to this question, do the opposite.
Yes, audience. Exactly. That's what we've learned so far.
Do the opposite. Yeah. I'm fine with all my other things. I think I just have too much faith in Aaron Rodgers. You know, after 15 years, I just have too much faith. Yes, he's going to own the Bears.
Okay.
I think the spread is 5.5. I wouldn't give them 5.5 points, but yes, he's going to win. He's going to do his discount double check. He's going to do it.
Even with that the tough rib situation. All right.
Yeah.
We'll hold you to that next week when we do this all again, Dr. Mike. All right. This has been Dr. Mike Fixes Your Life and Your Lineup. He'll be here again next week. So if you have questions next week, you're always free to join the conversation. Thank you, friend. We'll talk to you soon.
Good to see you all. See you next week.
All right. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
We're going to grind up your guys at the Burger Meat. And of course we're speaking in the figurative sense. What's the use of even going through the motions when you know that you're gonna lose anyhow? So why don't you...
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, one in five Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.